Keith Barker continues his remarkable start to the season to hand Warwickshire victory inside 3 days against Durham at Edgbaston. The left armour followed up his first innings haul of 5-33 with 5-37 to help the home side bowl Durham out for 139 in their second innings. Jeetan Patel made an agricultural 30 from 23 balls in Warwickshire's first innings total of 267 earlier in the day. The Bears then knocked off the 36 runs needed for victory to win by 9 wickets. Nottinghamshire closed day 3 at Old Trafford within sight of victory following an excellent all-round display against Lancashire. Resuming on 122 for 2, they advanced their second innings total to 304 as James Taylor and Chris Reid both found form. Lancashire then slumped to 39 for 5 in pursuit of 328 to win, with Andre Adams and Stuart Broad taking 2 wickets each. Middlesex finally got their match against Worcestershire at Laudon underway, closing day 2 on 148 for 2, with Andrew Strauss making 49 and Sam Robson 59. In Division 2, Gloucestershire made a better fist of their second innings than they had their first, after being asked to follow on against Derbyshire. The day began brightly for the visitors, as their last wicket pair of Paul Mutchell and Ian Saxelby gave them a batting bonus point, as they eventually made 206. Chris Dent fell cheaply in their second innings, but Benny Howell atoned for his first innings failure by making 64, while Kane Williamson made the day's only century to end unbeaten on 106. Just 37 overs were possible at Scarborough, where Leicestershire ended on 102 for 3 in their second innings, still 229 runs adrift of Yorkshire. Matt Boyce and Josh Cobb added an unbroken stand of 88 for the fourth wicket to give the Foxes hope going to the final day after they'd slumped to 14 for 3. Over at Cardiff, Stuart Walters hit 69, but Glamorgan surrendered the advantage to Essex on the third day as they were bowled out for just 187 in reply to the visitors' 259 for 9. Tymal Mills again impressed on his way to figures of 4 for 25, while David Masters ended with 3 for 68. Essex then closed their second innings on 5 without loss. Northamptonshire took control of their match against Hampshire at Wantage Road by closing day 1 on 176 for 5 to give them a lead of 240 runs going into the final day. David Sales made 58 and was helped by handy contributions from Stephen Peters, Carl Kurtz and Captain Andrew Hall, who all made 20s. Hall had early added 4 wickets to take as Hampshire were dismissed for 154, with David Willey also taking 3 for 53. Oxford University and Kent settled for a draw on the final day of their rain-affected match at the Parks, with the students closing on 192 for 7 in their first innings. Skipper Ben Williams and Charlie Walker had both made half centuries in the third wicket stand of 109, but Alex Blake took 3 quick wickets before the team shook hands on the draw.